Part 3. You will hear a part of a radio interview in which a guest talks about her job as a court recorder. For questions 1 through 4, choose the best answer, A, B, or C, and circle it. You will hear the text twice. An example, 0, has been done for you. My guest today is a senior court reporter, Natalie Bracken. Hello, Natalie.
Hello, Mike.
Could you give our listeners a short description of your job?
Sure. We, the court recorders, do a very specialized job. What I meant was that it's not a job that a commercial shorthand secretary, even with exceptional speeds, can just move straight into. Whenever a case is heard in court, a court recorder takes notes of everything that is said. Being able to do this job means not missing a word of what is said and being quick enough to write all the words down.
And what do you do when you actually sit in court?
When I'm in court, I sit and take notes all day. You can't miss anything. I take down what the judge says, the counsel, the witnesses, and everything has to be verbatim, that is, word for word, 90% accuracy. After the court rises, I go back to the office and back up all my work on the computer. With very difficult or complicated cases, you sometimes do live note, which involves one person taking the notes and someone else sitting beside them editing what they've written. In other words, I take the notes and there is a person next to me who edits my notes or revises them.
What skills do you need to be a good court recorder?
You need speed skills, definitely. Some court recorders I know do reach incredible typing speeds, but you also need 99.9% accuracy. And you need stamina, because sometimes a judge might be summing up from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. without a break, so it's very tiring. We like to be invisible in court. We don't interrupt or ask for a break unless it's an emergency. A lot of Latin phrases are used, so you need to have a good knowledge of technical terms and good English skills. We do have dictionaries and atlases, though, so if a road name is mentioned, we can type it phonetically and check the correct spelling later.
What a job! What do you like about it?
The atmosphere in the royal courts is fantastic, and the people are brilliant. Having been there for 5 years, I know everyone, from the ushers and the clerks to the policemen and the security staff. We're like one big happy family. Having done law school for some time, I find I can understand most of what goes on in court, even when it gets pretty technical. And I really enjoy being part of the legal process. It's interesting work, and I like being in a position to help witnesses or victims.
Is there a downside to your job?
Definitely, being tired. If you're sitting in court all day working away, it can be exhausting. Another problem is taking notes from witnesses with very strong accents. You know, it's also depressing when the witnesses get very upset or have suffered in some way. We don't just sit there impassively with evidence going over our heads.
Your job really deserves admiration. Well, stay with us. We'll be right back after a break. Now, listen again. My guest today is a senior court reporter, Natalie Bracken. Hello, Natalie.
Hello, Mike.
Could you give our listeners a short description of your job?
Sure. We, the court recorders, do a very specialized job. What I meant was that it's not a job that a commercial shorthand secretary, even with exceptional speeds, can just move straight into. Whenever a case is heard in court, a court recorder takes notes of everything that is said. Being able to do this job means not missing a word of what is said and being quick enough to write all the words down.
And what do you do when you actually sit in court?
When I'm in court, I sit and take notes all day. You can't miss anything. I take down what the judge says, the counsel, the witnesses, and everything has to be verbatim, that is, word for word, 90% accuracy. After the court rises, I go back to the office and back up all my work on the computer. With very difficult or complicated cases, you sometimes do live note, which involves one person taking the notes and someone else sitting beside them editing what they've written. In other words, I take the notes and there is a person next to me who edits my notes, or revises them.
What skills do you need to be a good court recorder?
You need speed skills, definitely. Some court recorders I know do reach incredible typing speeds, but you also need 99.9% accuracy. And you need stamina, because sometimes a judge might be summing up from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. without a break, so it's very tiring. We like to be invisible in court. We don't interrupt or ask for a break unless it's an emergency. A lot of Latin phrases are used, so you need to have a good knowledge of technical terms and good English skills. We do have dictionaries and atlases, though, so if a road name is mentioned, we can type it phonetically and check the correct spelling later.
What a job! What do you like about it?
The atmosphere in the royal courts is fantastic, and the people are brilliant. Having been there for 5 years, I know everyone, from the ushers and the clerks to the policemen and the security staff. We're like one big happy family. Having done law school for some time, I find I can understand most of what goes on in court, even when it gets pretty technical. And I really enjoy being part of the legal process. It's interesting work, and I like being in a position to help witnesses or victims.
Is there a downside to your job?
Definitely, being tired. If you're sitting in court all day working away, it can be exhausting. Another problem is taking notes from witnesses with very strong accents. You know, it's also depressing when the witnesses get very upset or have suffered in some way. We don't just sit there impassively with evidence going over our heads.
Your job really deserves admiration. Well, stay with us. We'll be right back after a break. This is the end of part 3.